beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Hey freaks, Jim Henson with you back to kick off a new week of shows. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I am quite frankly pissed off. I'm trying to dust off some of my Christmas music, and I'm missing a bunch. It's really annoying. So if you guys come across any great Christmas songs, email me, because I'll start featuring them in the next week or so. I guess today I actually started, you know, with Gordon Thomas. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's Tone Deaf Sean singing to us. But yeah, if you've got some great Christmas songs you've run across, email me and provide a link. I think I actually have some music today I want to share with you. But before we get into that, Strip Club DJ has once again been busy calling radio stations, trying to get the DJs to talk about Timmy Boo. Now, not all of his calls to radio stations have been successful. As a matter of fact, here is one that didn't go so well.
Yo, I swear, strip club DJ has no fucking life, my nigga. Like, yo, why don't you get up to Ustream and go suck Timmy Boo dick, my nigga? Get the fuck out of here.
I guess strip club DJ was bugging this guy to mention Timmy Boo. Now listen, in strip club DJ's world, Timmy Boo is a cripple. He's been shot in a drive-by. There's no way to talk about Timmy Boo. Why don't you go suck Timmy Boo's dick,
nigga? Make sure enough for touch the twin.
Some guy tune up.
Sexy son. Girl in flexibility.
He's still talking about Timmy Boo over the music. Strip club DJ was not done though. Here he is. I haven't played this one yet, even for myself. I haven't heard this yet. But the email from strip club DJ goes like this. Again, another Timmy Boo crazy prayer. OMG, I was on the phone with her Ustream and she absolutely prayer rage snapped. Oh, I'm interested in this. Now, for those of you who may be new to the program, for some reason, I am Timmy Boo. I don't exactly remember how it all went down. Maybe some black listener called me Timmy Boo once, and it stuck. So people call me Timmy Boo. And strip club DJ likes to call in radio stations, internet radio stations, and get them to give a shout-out to Timmy Boo. Here, I guess, one is...
Man, praise the Lord, caller, you on the air?
Everyone strip club DJ talks to tends to be Jamaican for some reason. They're the funniest.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, sweetheart.
Praise the Lord for my patient, Timmy Boo Hansen.
Yes.
He's in his wheelchair. He got shot up in the hood.
Oh.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. I will pray for him right now.
I see a new baby in your future. It's Cleo soundboard.
Is he
on the pill?
Is he listening to me?
Yeah, I committed a felony. I have to do community service, and I'm taking care of Timmy Boo at the rehab center.
Yes.
Shady Pine.
I changed his diapers for my rehab.
Yes. Okay, sweet.
Timmy Boo, cheese prayers, Timmy Boo.
Yes. Yes.
Timmy Boo, what it do? I love Timmy Boo. We got to pray for Timmy Boo.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
I love Timmy Boo.
All right, let's get to the prayer.
I will pray for him right now. Is he sitting there with you? Is he with you right now?
Definitely not standing.
Yes, he's in his wheelchair. He's got his helmet.
Yes.
He loves watching you on Ustream.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I lift up this young man before you. Father God, I thank you that today I am not doing his funeral service, God, but he's alive, and once there is life, there is hope. And God, although he may be in a wheelchair, God, there is still hope for him, because I'm talking to you, God, who is the miracle working God, and nothing is impossible for you. And right now I lift up Timmy Boo before you at this time, who was shot. God, I thank you for sparing his life. And right right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask now, hallelujah, that you will move by your spirit upon Timmy Boo. And God, I ask that you will perform a miracle in his body. Oh God, whoa. I speak to his body right now.
Hallelujah.
I speak to every sinew. I speak to every tissue. I speak to every organ. I speak to every vein. I speak to every muscle. Oh God, in his body right now. And I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, Father, I pray right now as I loose the spirit of healing, oh God, upon his body to flow in his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. God, I pray that you will
I love that you can just hear Strip Club DJ in the background just screaming Timmy Boo over and over.
Come, a miracle in his body, my God and my Father. I pray that you will lift him up, raise him up out of that wheelchair right now. Oh God, in Jesus' name, Father, in the spirit, oh God, I lay my hands on him, and God, I rub my hands.
He's trying to get her to say Timmy Boo again.
From his head to his toe, and God, I hold him by his hands right now, as Peter and John did, as they were on their way, oh God, Father, into the temple at the hour of prayer. And he said,
Jesus
silver
Christ.
And gold have I none,
this
but such
prayer.
As I have given I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Nazareth.
And right now I hold this young man by the hand, and I say, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk in Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ.
Oh God, Father, I speak healing right now. I speak a miracle into every joint. I speak a miracle, a healing miracle into his body and into his life.
Uh-oh.
In Jesus' name.
Oh no.
Timmy Boo can walk now.
He can walk now.
Yes.
Praise God.
Oh.
Praise God.
No more prolapse.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have Timmy Boo does not have a prolapsed anus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
He loves
Timmy Boo.
He loves when somebody sings his street name. Timmy Boo, what it do?
Yes. Yes.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Yes.
Yes.
Say
praise
it.
God. God bless
you,
sweetheart.
Bitch.
Yes.
I love you, honey bunch.
Yes.
You've got a good life now, and I see a new baby.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Timmy Boo wanted to.
All right.
Timmy
really...
Boo wanted to. Father, pray that you will touch this young man right now. Oh, God, Father, touch this young man.
He got her to say it, kind of. You have to give it to the Strip Club DJ. He's persistent.
Yes.
I love you, honey bunch.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Timmy Boo wanted to.
Timmy Boo wanted to.
Timmy Boo wanted to, I believe is what she
said. Father, pray that you will touch this young man right now.
All
right. Oh, God, Father, touch this young man. Touch this caller right now.
God.
Touch this caller right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In Jesus'
Timmy
name.
Timmy Boo wanted to.
Amen. Praise God.
Indeed, he made Timmy Boo walk again, thanks to Miss Cleo. Hey, Strip Club DJ said the next call was pretty good too. The call after.
Pastor, I'm just calling to tell this young man that you're talking to about Timmy Boo.
Yes.
That it is done.
Amen.
The Lord has answered your prayers and it is done. And I sat here and I prayed with you for this young man.
Yes.
And I'm telling him to be encouraged and trust in God and believe that God will take him out of this chair and God will restore him. It is done.
You.
Yes.
Be encouraged, Timmy Boo. Don't give up on God. There is nothing that God cannot change.
Never give up on God.
Yes.
And he will take you out of this chair and he will make you walk again. And I pray for your friend. You have a good friend, and I pray for him that he will always stand by your side, and you stand by his side because you have a friend
okay.
in him.
Thank you.
Amen.
And may God bless you, and God has restored you. Just believe. And
it's amazing. It's so easy to get people to call someone Timmy Boo.
Have faith and know that it is
name.
Done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise Timmy Boo. Come on. All right. So thank you very much, Strip Club DJ, for all of that. And we're not done yet, surprisingly. This is why I love winter time. Because, look, in the spring, in the summer, people are outside living their life. In the winter time, people are cooped up inside. They get bored. And, of course, they're going to help me out. Going to pray for Timmy Boo. I have noticed that, though. In the summertime, subscriptions even to, like, the sideshow drop off. And then in the, you know, fall and winter, it picks back up again. I guess it makes sense. At any rate, here's Strip Club DJ is featuring some porn he ran across.
Hi, guys. It is Ganda. Amy Bindra.
What?
Today, I want to take Ghana go in this room. Fuck guy sleeping.
All right, now, I thought she was speaking a different language. I couldn't understand anything until we got to the fuck guy sleeping.
I think he's sleeping with a cock stand up. We go look now.
All right, that's the Asian way of saying he has an erection. Cock stand up.
Come on.
That was my Native American Indian name. Cock stand up.
Cock stand up. Yes, good. Yeah. 8 bar, socks bar. Yeah.
A little play-by-play there. Cock stand up, suck ball, big ball.
Yes.
She might be retarded, actually.
Yeah, and I like your socks
sentences.
Ball. Yes, good.
Good ball.
Yes.
Asian suck ball. Ball, very good. It's like, you know, like a Dick and Jane book.
You like socks ball, yes?
Yes.
You want suck cock now?
Yeah.
You want put cock in your pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, good. You horny, yes?
Yes.
Come on. Fuck show me.
Fuck show me?
Yes. You like spit in cock, yes?
Yeah.
Goes together like peanut butter and jelly, spit and cock. You know, it's funny. This past weekend, I went to this Columbus International Film Festival thing, and one of the videos that was screened was about an old Japanese man. And I'm pretty sure we've talked about this guy on the show. There's been news stories written about him. It's an old Japanese man who liked porn produced by a specific porn company over there in Japan. So he was embarrassed to go purchase the porn. So he actually went to the offices of the porn production company to request videos. And the guy there that worked at the production company said, wow, you should be in some of my films. So this old guy has been starring in porno films, and his wife and family doesn't know. So there was a short film based on that. And I'd love to get my hands on some of the porno films that this guy was a part of, because the noises he makes, fantastic. Also, got to give a shout out to some of the staff, the faculty at CCAD, which is the Columbus Design School or whatever, art school. I made the mistake of talking to a teacher there. He does like 3D animation, and he was asking me what I did. And I told him about, my podcast and everything. I don't know if that was such a wise move. I'll probably be banned from that campus from now on. I always feel weird about talking about my show. First of all, I'm proud of my show. And I always mention that, it's what I do for a living. This is not just, stupid hobby of mine. People actually pay me for this. It's art in its own special way. I should have told them about the YouTube video, how to make a sandwich that I made. That right there is art. Next time I get a chance to talk to him. All right, moving on now. I hate to feature this next clip because we're already running late, but, guys, settle in. It's going to be a long show. DB listener Josh emailed me. He says, I work at my college radio station, and in the station's record vault, there are some pretty weird / obscure finds, including this children's record released in 1983 called It's Okay to Say No. It's all about being molested. One of my favorite topics. I mean, listen to this music. It certainly dates the album.
It's tough to be a kid nowadays, knowing what to do and what to say. You try to be good in everything you do, but sometimes...
You can pretty much tell which decade this is from by the fact there's a white guy rapping. It doesn't really happen so much nowadays.
Bad things happen to you. It's okay to say no.
Alright, I'm gonna fast forward past this schlocky song. Uh-oh. This could be worse than the song itself.
Hi, everyone. This is your It's Okay to Say No read-along and coloring book. Every time you hear this chime,
an angel gets molested?
It means it's time to turn the page in your book.
Oh.
When you finish listening to the story,
I love that it's a coloring book all about molestation.
Talk about it with your mom and dad. Then you can go back and color the pictures. Are you ready to begin? Remember to turn the page each time you hear the chime.
Make sure you have a flesh-colored crayon handy. Turn the page now!
Hey, kid. Your mom asked me to pick you up and give you a ride home. She seemed kind of sad. You better hop in.
Because your father's probably dead.
The person in this car offers you a ride home.
That's why she's so sad.
What do you do?
I'm not supposed to ride with people I don't know.
You say no and run away. Sometimes it's okay to say no to an adult.
Grease the palm a little
Never
bit.
Never talk to strangers.
Turn.
Will you help me, please? My puppy wandered away. He's so tiny, and I know he's afraid.
Be very cautious when a 20-year-old man puts on an elderly voice. He may be trying to molest you. That's a huge red flag. I can't believe they couldn't get a real old person to play this part. Must have had no budget.
I don't know where to look, and I'm sure he's hungry. Will you help me look for him?
No!
This man offers you a dollar to help him find his lost dog.
But he placed that dollar in his G-string and told you to fish it out with your teeth.
It's very sad that he lost his dog.
But?
But adults do not come to children for help. Adults ask adults for...
Because children are useless. Ting!
Help.
I'm taking a lot away with it from this album.
I'm sorry you lost your dog, but I haven't seen him and I can't help you.
I don't know what is the world coming to? Can't help an old man. That's the problem with the youth today.
That's what an old person would say after that.
A neighbor invites you into her house. She wants to return something that she borrowed from your mother.
Come in, Billy. Last week your mom loaned me a book, and I'd like to return it.
No!
Have a seat, and I'll get it for you.
No!
Would you like some cookies while you wait?
No!
I think I'll wait outside. It's such a nice day anyway.
If being inside the house makes you feel weird, simply wait outside or leave. That is your right.
All right, let's listen to just a few more here. Turn.
Someone says something to you about sex or love.
Hey, kid. You know where babies come from? I got a book with lots of neat pictures. Want to take a look?
Creep.
No, thanks. This is something I need to talk to my mom and dad about.
Leave and tell your mother and father. Tell the person that you don't discuss that without your parents' permission.
Kid, I gotta tell you, your parents aren't gonna use Playboy pictures to show you where babies come from. This is a far more fun way of learning.
Hi, son. I've got a very special secret surprise in my car just for you. But you're going to have to do something for me first.
That's definitely a more forward approach than the old lady neighbor trying to return a book to your fucking mother. So there you go, just a little bit from 1980s anti-child molestation record. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Next week, I'll be doing an entire week of Sideshow exclusive programs. So for non-paying members, you're going to be stuck with best of shows. If you want new programming, sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done well over, 1,400 at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and I try to do video casts for you as well. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are available again for $200, and if you think about it, I've been doing the show for 5 years. At $50 a year, if you're a lifetime member, you're already now it's like getting the show for free, basically. So come on, sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a story here from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Shout out to Timmy Boone of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boone, nigga!
That's my new favorite Florida opening. Shout out to Timmy Boone, nigga! Yes, Miami, Florida is where this story comes from. Police arrested a transgender woman after she performed an illegal cosmetic surgery procedure on another woman. Okay, first of all, I'm sorry. I would not trust a tranny to do my cosmetic surgery. I just wouldn't. I understand she's probably qualified and all, but I would just feel more comfortable with a man or a woman. A real man or woman. You know why? Because trannies never look right. They never look quite right. Police arrested a transgender woman after she performed an illegal cosmetic surgery procedure on another woman, injecting her with various chemicals, including Fix-A-Flat. That's right, the shit that you use to fix a flat tire. O'Neill Ron Morris, 30, was arrested and charged with practicing medicine without a license Friday, following an investigation by the Miami Gardens Police and Florida Department of Health. According to law enforcement, the investigation discovered Morris had injected another female's buttocks with a substance consisting of cement. That's got to be a heavy ass! Fix-A-Flat, tire repair, mineral oil, and super glue, claiming the treatment would enlarge the woman's posterior. It certainly did. The amateur incision on the victim was sealed with super glue. The victim was hospitalized with a serious medical condition as a result of the she was shitting cement. The bitch was pooping asphalt. Police believe there may be other victims of similar botched surgeries who are too afraid to come forward. So there, if you are one of these poor women, if you have a cinder block attached to your ass, please contact authorities immediately. All right, second story we have for you today. A man ravaged by a shocking skin disease has revealed himself in public in a bid to save his children from the same fate. Chandra Wisnu, 57, suffers from a rare disease that has left him covered in tumors resembling pink bubble wrap. If you wonder what today's album artwork is, now you know. You can also check it out at distortedview.com. The father of four, known as the Bubble Man, in his home village in Indonesia, rarely leaves his house. When he does, he wears three jackets, sunglasses, and a scarf so he doesn't frighten children. People are afraid. They are frightened of my horrible face and worried they might catch the disease. So instead, I avoid people. I rarely go out except to pick up my daughter from school. That's the one place you go where your daughter could be most embarrassed by you, where all her friends are at? Mr. Wisnu said the lumps first appeared when he was 19. By the time he was 24, they spread to his back. At 32, his entire body was covered. Mr. Wisnu said, this guy was able to have a child? That's the most shocking part of this news story. For all of you out there who can't get laid, who cannot find a girlfriend, take a long, hard look at this picture of the bubble-wrapped face man, and then try to figure out where your life went horribly wrong. Hide the knives in the noose, because you'll want to just end it after that. All right, yes, by the time he was 24, they spread to his back. At 32, his entire body was covered. Mr. Wisnu said after several years of treatments and creams... Yeah, this is way beyond ointments. His parents stopped taking him to dermatologists, and he became resigned to learning how to live with the disease. He told of his wife to leave and never return, but she has stuck by him for the past 33 years. That woman is either just not interested in looks, and she's asexual or something, because there's no way she could be attracted to this man. I'm so curious about his penis. I hope you are too. Like, obviously, he had to fuck her to produce this child, right? Is his penis covered in these bumpy tumors? And if so, you know, it might feel pleasurable. Maybe that's why she's sticking around. Maybe the sex is good. I refuse to leave him, she said. Seeing him carry on with his life in spite of his changing appearance was, to me, a sign of great strength, not weakness. What does he do for a living? Mr. Wisnu has decided to unveil his face to the world in a bid to find a cure for the disease. His eldest son, Martin, and daughter, Liz, have begun to develop the disease. Very sad. He said he can't afford for his children to see a doctor and fears they, too, will end up looking like him. They only have some small tumors now, but they worry they will get worse. If there is a chance to get such a kind of free medication, I will take that chance. Right now, my family is all the treatment I need. Very nice. Heartwarming story. Until you look at the picture of him, and then you get a little queasy. All right, final story we have for you today. A pair of dolphins may have died after being fed drugs by ravers after a second animal died. Dolphins high on ecstasy. Police looking into the deaths of Conniland, Lipperswil, Switzerland. Okay. Initially thought the deafening music from the rave may have killed dolphins, Shadow and Chelmers. But zoo vets are awaiting toxicology test results to see if they were poisoned by narcotics thrown into their enclosures during the rave. First of all, who's throwing away drugs? I could see that they purposely administered, like, gave the drugs to the dolphin. You know, they're fucking, let's see what happens when dolphins are on E. They're going to be, you know, just touching each other and fucking. It'll be awesome. I don't know if that's what they said, but, you know, whatever. Shadow was found soon after the event, but Chelmers died 2 days later after a drawn-out and painful death. Conniland keeper Nadja Gassier told local media the death was very drawn-out and painful. The death went on for over an hour. It was horrendous. I have not been able to sleep since. When we went to start the dolphin training, we noticed the same thing that had happened to Shadow was happening with Chelmers. He was drifting under the water and was clearly in trouble. So we jumped into the water. We tried to hold him. He was shaking all over and was foaming at the mouth. Sounds like an awesome party. Eventually, we got him out of the water, which is good for dolphins, right? His tongue was hanging out. He could hardly breathe. He was given adrenaline, but it didn't help. After an hour, the dolphin died. So there you go. Some drug-related dolphin deaths. Meth addict dolphins or something. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Shoo-shoo-law, doo-doo-raw, goose-goose-law, shoo-doo-raw, sweet
doo ba shoo boo
doo ba loo ba 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 doo lo poo pa shoo doo ba shoo doo bee ba skim doo doo bee ba.
What the hell is that guy's name that does that? Shoo-bee-doo-ba-poo-pa.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas, and I wanted to call in and talk about the video game things that we've been talking about lately.
Yes.
That guy called in on Friday, and fuck that guy. Monster Party was the bomb. It was real good. And I've got the box for my copy of my favorite video game of all time, Chrono Trigger, for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And bought it in 94 and
Super
bought
Nintendo
it
title.
From Electronics Boutique for $84.99.
Really?
So in today's dollars, that's a little under $130. Oh. So, yeah, games are fucking cheap now. Like, people complaining about a $60 game, that's nothing.
Can't imagine that. 80-some dollars for that. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm just calling.
Have any of you played the new Zelda? It's been getting some amazing reviews. The Skyward Sword. I'm not playing that right now. I haven't purchased it. I've been trying to play some of the games that I bought, like, last year. Last year on Black Friday, Target had Fable 3 for, like, $20 or something, so I picked that up. Never played it. Never played any of the Fables. And so I just started playing that, and I'm kind of liking it. So that's
hey,
what I'm working out.
I'm just calling in. It's Monday the 14th
yes.
of November. I'm just calling in to let you know that this episode, I actually had to pause it halfway through because I knew that I was a tone complete freak listening to this again, because listening to your show really does cheer me up, listening to all these sad-sounding stories, but then I'm realizing these aren't sad, these are hilarious. I need to see what to get out of it.
Actually, congratulations, you've just lost your heart.
On Saturday, I,
These aren't sad stories, they're hilarious!
I was at a bar, and everyone was talking about the whole giant story of, like, sex scandal thing, and I honestly was laughing the entire time. Like, I was trying not to laugh hard, but I was chuckling the entire time.
Well, it's very sad what happened to those poor boys.
I knew you were going to get a story out of it, and I just knew you were going to enjoy it. And just listening to it just made me laugh even more today, because I'm like, I would laugh at something just retarded. I would laugh at
fun to make fun of the perverts involved.
I would be one of the people saying, oh my god, it's so horrible of you. I'm like, no, this is funny.
Well, yes, in some ways it is.
You are a sad, you are a dirty con. When Jesus comes back, I hope he sends your dirty ass to hell.
I was just thinking about that. You know, I've been a big believer in the idea that 2012 was going to be our last year, that the world was going to end. I've made it my goal to not pay any more bills starting in January 2012. What's the point, right? I'm going to enjoy my money. Go out with a bang. Fuck it. What's going to happen? The world's going to end. You know, they're not going to be able to take anything away from me. But now I hear that Arrested Development is coming back. It's my one reason to live. Yes, they've signed a deal with Netflix. So new episodes of Arrested Development are going to start in 2013 and be exclusively available on Netflix. So now I'm hoping the world doesn't end and I have to pay bills again. It's a mess.
Hey, Timmy Boo, loyal sideshow freak Chantal calling.
Hi, Chantal.
In Mexico. I was just listening to your Friday program, and I was listening to the part about the young bitches and shit shoving vodka-soaked tampons into their vaginas.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, certainly sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
But actually, what I was wanting to comment on is
the... You know, a couple years ago, I went to a New Year's party. And actually, the reason why I was late to the party was because I was doing an episode of Distorted View. So I did my show, then I went to the party. So I was about an hour or two late. People were already drinking, having a good time. So I thought I'd catch up. And I guess it's a rookie mistake, but, you know. So I brought over like a bottle of vodka and I was just basically drinking the vodka straight up, right? Because I wanted to catch up. And I thought, oh, I'll just have a few small glasses of vodka and get caught up. But then, you know, after a few glasses of vodka straight, then you forget, you know, how many you had. And, you lose track of that. And so I drank pretty much the whole bottle. And I was blacked out before the fucking ball dropped. And by completely out, blackout, I mean there was puke pretty much everywhere. I destroyed that house.
Yeah.
I feel so bad about that still.
Newscaster said, why don't we hit up the experts and see if it's legit? And I just thought, like, it's already bad enough that she has to present tampons and vodka as visual aids.
Yeah.
But why can't she even use regular English? Well... Anyway, thank you so much for the awesome show, and
thank
I
you.
Love you. Bye!
Well, thank you very much. If you guys want a proof of that whole New Year's disaster, sign up for the sideshow, and there's a video of just like a slideshow of how the night progressed. Like, my friends were taking pictures of me, and then shot video of me as well. As they poured me into bed, and I'm freaking out. Not freaking out, but I'm laughing, and I even mentioned Distorted View. I say I'm acting like the people I make fun of on my show.
Sideshow member Rich Lather. I've got a question about our new
Columbus' own Rich Lather, Ghostbuster.
Electro Baby 2.0, Dylan McDildo, the phlegm of the earth. I would call him scum, but scum flows, and I wouldn't want to give him a compliment. Dylan said that he was going to cut off his Sideshow membership, as well as whatever little extra donations he had planned. Yeah, big lie there. At the end of October, if he did not stop cutting off his voicemails. Now, as we all know, we gave him a chance, and he failed miserably. So has he, in fact, cut off his Sideshow membership? Because if he hasn't, that's
going to be... I don't even know if he is a Sideshow membership, or a Sideshow member. It's hard to keep track of those things, you know?
Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hi,
calling
TJ.
In once again. It is about time for Christmas.
Yes.
And that got me thinking, are you going to be doing another 12 Days of Distortion giveaway? Or
I think there are still some people who haven't got their prizes from last year.
Anything of the sort? And for that matter, are you going to send out the prizes for the 12 Days of Distortion giveaway that you did last year?
So, yeah, I can't do another 12 Days of Distortion until I get everyone taken care of from last year.
Hello,
maybe we should do just one big prize this year. I don't know. What do you guys want?
Hello, Tony Henson.
Want a Kindle Fire?
I have a curious question for you.
Piece of shit.
I was wondering, wouldn't it be weird if all the calls were actually just from one person and every single one of them can just alter their voice and you're not even getting different people. It's just one crazy guy. I could be this crazy guy. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Well, the one thing is I can see your phone number when you call in. So on the the way that my voicemail is emailed to me, it's then filed under your like phone number. So
hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
Hey, it's Tone Deaf Sean. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Sounds just like him. Take a close listen. Listen to the beginning of this show and then listen to this guy.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm just calling the grocery store. There's a guy outside. I could see him from the back. He had one of those yellow reflective vests on, and on the back it said, "Save God's Special Children," mm-hmm. with the Knights of Columbus. Now, isn't it odd that we call them God's Special Children when they're actually God's mistake?
Yeah. God didn't really bring his A game that day. God's boo-boo. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is no God.
And right now, I lift up Timmy Boo before you at this time who was shot. God, I thank you for sparing his life.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor Puss. You can call me the Manor Puss. Manor Puss. And guess what? I love Manor Puss.